gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. And you say, rest, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. We welcome you, Lord. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. And he says, rest, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rain, Jesus, rain, Jesus, rain, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rain, Jesus, rain, Jesus, rain, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Move, Jesus, move, Jesus, move, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Move, Jesus, move, Jesus, move, Jesus, move. Reign, rule, move, yes. Reign, rule, move, yes. Reign, rule, move, yes. Reign, rule, move, yes. And we say, yes, Jesus, 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 yes, like the dew in the morning, welcome your presence, oh God, like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon our hearts. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon us, God. Hallelujah. We give you the praise and we give you the honor. God, our Creator and King, reigning over us, we lift our voices to sing, you are glorious, we adore you now, let your love pour out on us. Saturate us. God, our Creator and King, reigning over us, we lift our voices to sing, you are glorious, we adore you now, let your love pour out on us, saturate us. We fill the air with the song of your praise. You are worthy, and we give you glory. We reach for the heavens, 'cause we want your presence to fill this place. We fill the air with the song of your praise. You are worthy, and you saturate us. We give you the glory, we give you the praise, we give you praise. Saturate us. Saturate us now. Open heaven. Let your love pour out. Saturate us. Saturate us now. Open heaven. Let your love pour out on us. Saturate us. We fill the air with the songs of your praise. You are worthy, and we give you glory. We reach for the heavens, 'cause we want your presence to fill this place. Yes, you fill the air with the sound of your grace. You are worthy, and we give you glory. We reach for the heavens, 'cause we want your presence to fill this place. You fill the air with the rain from the cloud of your glory, and you saturate us. You open the heavens and cover your people with love and grace. You fill the air with the rain from the cloud of your glory, and you saturate us. You open the heavens and cover your people with love and grace. Saturate us. Saturate us now. Open heaven. us on this TMC call this morning.
Hallelujah. Good morning once again. We welcome the Holy Spirit in the house. We thank him for meeting us here on today to have his way within each and every one of us. Once again, my name is Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio. We welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most Heavenly Father, we thank you on today that you are good and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you for you are the righteous King of glory, and we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor. We come with bowed hearts, unified in the Spirit, lifting up the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, we thank you that you are a strong tower where the righteous can run in and are safe. We bless your holy name. We thank you that you sit at the right hand of the Father. And as we bow before you, hallelujah, we just say thank you. Thank you for your mercy seat. Thank you for cleansing us. Thank you for renewing the right spirit within us, God, creating a clean heart. Father, we thank you on today. We thank you that your mercies endure forever. Hallelujah, as we come to your boldly to your throne of grace, we thank you, and we bless your great and mighty name. We yield our members to you right now, God, and lift up your very name. We thank you right now, God, for just being good to us, oh, Father, each and every one of us on this call today. We say thank you. We thank you from the bottom of our heart, from the depths of our soul. We lift you up and bless your holy name, for truly you are worthy of the praise. We thank you for the Master's Call. We ask, God, that you continually bless this call, Father God. The souls shall be saved, Father God, through this platform. God, we thank you that you meet us here each and every day. You are Jehovah Shammah, and Father, we're grateful for that in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word bearer on today, Father God, that you anoint them from the crown of their head to the soles of their very feet, and out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water for your people on today. We thank you for the psalmist on today, and as she poured out and ushered you in, God, we ask that you pour back into her, Father. We ask him right now, God, that you heal and deliver and set free, Father, in the name of Jesus right now. We ask, Father God, as we put, Father, our very family members, God, at the throne of grace on today, Father, that you touch them with your mighty hand and your outstretched arm. Father God, we call forth your anointing to be on this line and each and every person, Father, right now, to remove burdens and destroy every yoke. We ask, God, that you bless artist's life in its entirety, Father God. Favor them, God. The co-founders, favor them, God. Touch them and bless them like never before. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Host, are you there?
I am here. Minister Keisha, can you hear me?
God bless you, Minister Tiffany, for doing double duty. Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. You can take it away.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you so much. Yes, she has prayed the heavens down here on earth. So thank you for feeding us and greeting us and for opening us with that powerful prayer. Definitely we walk today in victory right along with you. And thank you so much for greeting us and being our greeter this morning. God bless you. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to this, the Master's Call. We are so excited about this month. It is our celebration month. Oh, my gosh. It's happening so quickly, and we are excited about what God is doing here on the Master's Call and has been doing for 11 years, where lives daily have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. So we say hats off. Thank you. God bless you to Dr. Pacola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because if they didn't say yes, we would not be here today, right? So we give God the praise and glory and honor for them and for the mission and mandate that he gave to them, that we would be here on this call called the Master's Call. So if you're joining us for the first time, we welcome you, and we hope that you would join us again. Please share with a friend. I mean, we are getting ready to approach our celebration week, and I'm telling you, we got some spectacular things planned for each and every single one of you. So we want to, you know, put it out there on social media. We will be posting and having a banner that you all can share on your social media sites, or that you could text or tag or send to a friend, whatever way. We just need to get the word out, because, yes, this is definitely
definitely a place that we know is powerful and where God is, the presence of God is saturated on this call right now. So we stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And we take your prayer requests and praise reports on Fridays, but if something's going on with you today and you want us to be in agreement with you, please send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. Our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Also, we do have a website for the Master's Call, and we ask that you would visit it, and there's a place for you to put comments, so we would love to hear from you. The website address is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. And our theme here on the Master's Call for 2021 is, in 2021, God's strategic, shifting, prophetic suddenlies and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. That is Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20. Today is Inspirational Monday, and the morning motivational call will be following this call. Our speaker for this morning will be none other than our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, and our host will be none other than our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. If you would like to join there, please dial 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. We're so glad again to have each and every single one of you on the line this morning. Now it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. Our speaker for this morning, she is no stranger to this call. You have heard her time and time again come on, and she has an I Am series, and it has been absolutely amazing to let us know who God is in our life and who we should call him and what name we should call him. I don't know what she's coming with today, but I could tell you to get your pens, get your pads, get your tablets, open up your spiritual ears and your hearts to receive what this word will download unto you. And so who am I talking about this morning? None other than Prophet Kai, all the way from San Antonio, Texas. I thank God for her because she is definitely a kingdom builder. She is anointed and she is intelligent. She is a mother. She is a sister. She is a friend. She is an entrepreneur. She is an author. She is a poet. She is an industrial engineer. She is definitely a woman on the move for God and his kingdom. And so without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to you, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Prophet Kai Brown. Are you out there this morning?
I am here, my beautiful songbird. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for doing double duty and ushering us into the presence of the Lord and hosting with such Jesus joy. And, of course, thank you, Minister Keisha. Pray the heavens down for opening us up with prayer and seating and greeting us this morning. And, of course, I have to say thank you and honor the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pacola Roberts, because their yes is why we are here today. And, of course, we give all glory, all honor, and all praises to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Daddy God, and the Holy Spirit. So again, as Minister Tiffany said, I am in the midst of the I Am series. The Lord did tell me we are wrapping up, not today, but this week we will wrap it up. He has given me the final few that we are going to deal with today. And so today we are dealing with I Am Grace and Mercy. I am your grace and mercy. So if you would turn with me to Hebrews 4 and 16, where God tells us, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in times of need." See, God tells us exactly who and what he is. So we should draw near to his throne, which is the throne of grace, where we receive mercy and find the grace that we need, the strength, the endurance, all of the things that we need in our times of need. Every help that we need, God provides through his grace and mercy, regardless of what the situation or circumstance looks like. But are we paying attention? Are we allowing him to be the I am in our lives so that we can obtain that grace and mercy? Because you know his word says, surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. So grace and mercy is following us around. It's chasing us down if we allow it to, if we are walking in right relationship with God and allowing him to be the I am in our lives. But are we? Are we truly allowing him to have his place, his rightful place, mind you, because he created everything. The earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, they and all that dwell in it. So his rightful place for all things on the earth is at the head. He is the one that is in control. He knew our beginning before our conception. He knew our end before our conception, and he provided us with enough grace and mercy to sustain us through every situation and circumstance that's going to come. But do we give him his rightful place? 2 John 1:3, grace, mercy, and peace be with you, be with us from God the Father, and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, in truth and love. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us. So he threw a little extra in there. So not only do we have the grace and mercy to sustain us through whatever comes, but he will give us peace as well, that peace that passes all understanding. But again, it's based on where we are in our relationship with him. Are we doing the things to allow him to show us the grace, mercy, and peace? Are we allowing him to be the I am in our lives? We have a choice, and we serve a God that gives us a choice, but we have to choose wisely. And if we don't, then as we go through the storms of life, because he told us the rain is going to fall on the just and the unjust alike, so that means there are going to be storms, that means there are going to be situations and circumstances that we all face. But how we face them determines how long we're in them and the process we go through to grow through, to come out with a testimony so that others may continue to see the grace and mercy of God. Ask yourself, look back over your life. How many situations do you just in the recent past, over the last 2 years when we've been dealing with COVID, how many situations and circumstances has God given you the grace and mercy and peace to come through? How many of us have been, you know, dealing with loved ones who have had COVID or had COVID ourselves, but God provided us with the grace and mercy and peace to go through that storm? How many others have lost their lives because of it? But he granted you the grace, peace, and mercy to endure. Even COVID-19, come on now. But are we allowing him to be the I am in our lives and to give us that grace and mercy and peace? It's up to us. We have a choice to make. So Psalms 105, for the Lord is good, his grace and mercy endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. So he doesn't pick and choose. He's no respecter of person. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. If he did it for those in the Bible days, he will do it for us. And we have even more to base that on. See, in their time, in their age, they just had to simply trust that what it was said, that, you know, they didn't have it in written form. They didn't know that in the end they won. They didn't have the back of the book to read. We've been given an opportunity to allow God to be the I am in our lives. And so, and also as we allow him to be the I am, we also know that we've already won. We've already overcome because Jesus overcame the world. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a stop and shout moment for me right there. He already overcame the world, so I already won. Yes, I'm going to have trials. Yes, I'm going to have tribulations. He told me that. He prepared me for that. In this life, you will have trials. You will have tribulations. He told you. But I have overcome the world. So now you get to choose to allow him to be the I am and walk in as an overcomer or not. He's not going to force you to do it. He's not going to make you do it. He's just going to place the opportunity before you, and you get to choose. That's one of the things I love about the God I serve. Even though he is the I am in my life, he allows me to choose. And, yes, sometimes we make bad choices, and we don't choose wisely. But he is right there waiting for us with grace and mercy to help pick us up, dust us off, and help us get right back on track. So even in those times that we do not choose wisely, we serve a God who is waiting for us to help us realign, to help us make better choices. So I am thankful for that. So we should make sure that as we are walking out his Jeremiah 29:11 plan, that we are resting knowing that he is the I am in our lives. And in this situation, I am grace and mercy. So are you allowing him to be the I am in your life? Are you allowing him to let his grace and mercy be sufficient? Because the word says, my grace is sufficient. That means I have given you everything you need to endure whatever it is in life you're going through, because my grace is sufficient. Even when it doesn't feel like it, even when it doesn't look like it, my grace is sufficient. Psalms 107:1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Not just for a moment, forever. So that means that every situation that presents itself, every circumstance that presents itself, his grace is sufficient, and not only is it sufficient, but it endures forever. So I'm not just giving you grace for today to get through it. I have given you grace for the entire duration of whatever it is. I will sustain you if you allow me to. So Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is a gift from God, not a result of work. So no one can boast. So he provided us with grace even prior to our salvation, because grace is the reason that we were able to be saved. For by grace you have been saved. So he had to give us enough grace that our faith could be strong enough to even realize that we needed salvation. He cares for us before we are even committed to him, before we even allow Jesus to become our Lord and Savior, before our salvation is sealed. God is giving us grace and mercy to endure and to realize and to help us come to the realization that we need salvation anyway. But are we allowing him to be the I am in our lives? And in this case, I am grace and mercy. But make it personal. He is my grace and my mercy. He is our grace and our mercy. and his love endures forever. And, you know, I was talking about my grace is sufficient. That comes from 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, which reads, "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness so that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Now, that's Paul telling us that God has told him his grace was sufficient. For we are powerful in our weakness because the grace of God is resting upon us. So even when we feel frail and fragile, the grace of God is resting on us, and the power of Christ can come through us because we truly are trusting and relying on the I am in our lives. But we have to make a decision. We have to make a choice that we are going to allow him, as Moses did, to be the I am. He told the people of Israel through Moses, "I am that I am." And they trusted that without seeing anything. We've got the Word of God to rely on. We've got our Bible. They didn't have any of those things. Their faith had to be faith built on just hearing as they were going. Even though we have a God that we can't see, we have his word that we know is inspired by him to at least be a roadmap for us. But we have to make the choice to build that relationship, to spend time allowing his grace and mercy to seep into our very pores. And to trust that he is sufficient in all things that we need. That he will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by and through Christ Jesus. So you got to have that relationship in order. You have to make a choice to allow his grace and mercy to be sufficient. Psalms 23 and 6, I said it already, "Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I get to dwell in his house forever. I get to rest in his grace and his mercy forever. Not just for today, but minute by minute, his grace and mercy is sufficient. And sometimes that's all we have, is getting through each minute. But he loves us enough to tell us, "My grace is sufficient." That means it's more than enough. But do we trust him enough to submit to that, to allow him to show himself strong and mighty, to allow him to show himself to be the I am in our lives? I don't know about you, but I'm resting on the promise that he is the I am in my life. I am that I am is more than enough for me. He has shown himself too many times to be the God of my life, to bring me out of situations and circumstances or to give me the grace to endure them until the end. So we have to make a choice. We have to make a decision to allow him to be the I am in our lives, to allow himself to show himself strong and mighty. And it's not by power and not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So we have to give the Holy Spirit his place to rest, rule, and abide in us, to lead us in the direction and the ways that we should go when we are in the midst of a storm. Because he's there for just that. To be that peace that passes all understanding in times when the world would say we should be going crazy because of all the things that are being thrown at us. But yet we are walking around with smiles on our face and joy in our heart because we serve the I am looking a little schizophrenic because everybody else would be going, you know, completely insane because of this situation if they were in the world. But because we serve the God we serve, we can walk around with joy and peace, knowing that grace and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. But again, it's up to us. We have to make the choice to allow him, to let him, to give him the place which he so rightfully deserves to be the I am in our lives. And today's I am is I am your grace and mercy. Minister Tiffany, back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. I am your grace. What a powerful message. Thank you so much. Prophet Kai, I will be calling you back to give us our benediction for the day. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we bless your name. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you because you are worthy of our praise. And we thank you, God, that you are our grace. We thank you, God, for this day that you have made, that we will rejoice and be glad in. We thank you that we woke up. We thank you that we got up. We thank you that every single thing that we need, God, you have already supplied it according to your riches and glory. We thank you that we woke up more than conquerors and not defeated, God. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you have a plan and purpose for our lives, Father. We thank you that you are preparing us for greater things. And as we wake up into this day, God, a day with new grace and new mercy, Father, we ask that you would just saturate our minds, our hearts, our spirit, God, that we would think on things from you and not things that would worry us, things that will stress us out, things that will distract us, things that will allow us to procrastinate and not do what you have set for us to do today. Oh, Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, show us, God. Show us. Show us what we need to do. Let us know how we need to do it and where we need to go do it at, Father. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would lead us and guide us through this day, for our steps have already been ordered by you. I speak that we are healed, that we are whole, God, that nothing is missing, that nothing is broken, God. I pray that we realize that we are healthy because we are yours, Father, that we are healed because we are yours, Father, that we have everything that we need because we are yours. I pray the abundant and exceeding blessings in our lives, Father. Thank you for our children. Thank you for keeping our household safe. Thank you, God, for our places of employment. Thank you for our businesses, oh God. Thank you for waking us up with a sound mind. Thank you for our eyesight. We thank you that we could hear, that we could talk, that we could see, God. We thank you that we could move, Father. We thank you, God, that we are safe in your arms, and we will be forever grateful to give your name the glory. And God, we lift up Prophet Kai to you, and I pray that as she has poured out into us, that you will refill her, restore her, overflow her with your virtue, with your peace, with your joy, with your prosperity, with your abundance, with your hope, God. And I pray that every single thing that she stands in need of, God, that you have already met it in the name of Jesus, Father. And so we thank you for this day. Bless Dr. Vanessa. Bless Dr. Pacola. Bless each and every person that is under the sound of my voice, Father. And until we meet again, God, we will never be away from your presence. So we love you. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. And we thank you for this day that you have allowed for us to be in. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name. Amen. To hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085, the same access code, 957-677-pound. If you will be headed over to Inspirational Monday on the morning motivational call to hear our messenger there this morning, our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, and our host will be none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. That number is 712-770-4005. Use the PIN code 294-617-POUND. Again, I would like to say thank you to Minister Keisha Lee for seating us and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. Again, thank you to Prophet Kai for bringing us that message today. I am your grace, and it has been an honor, privilege, and pleasure for me to wake up early in the morning and greet each one of you here on the Master's Call in Worship, and also to be your host for this morning. I pray that God will continue to bless you and keep you, and that you would realize that God is your grace. Prophet Kai, can you come back and give us the benediction for this day?
And thank you, thank you, thank you, our beautiful songbird, for doing double duty and ushering us into the presence of the Lord this morning and hosting us with such Jesus joy at Ozark 30 in the morning. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for being the I Am in our lives, for loving us more than we can even love ourselves. And as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we just want to make sure we give you the praise, glory, and honor that is due you, and that we allow you to be the I Am and to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Lord, we thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your goodness, which endures forever, and we thank you for your peace, which passes all understanding. To now unto him who is able to keep us from stumbling and to present you as his glorious presence without fault with great joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. We thank you and we glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, my family, go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.